This podcast is brought to you by Bodog.net.
Don't miss a chance to play at Bodog.net. When the odds are stacked against you, post-game tastes that much sweeter. Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategies, and live sports odds.
His favorite album is Appetite for Destruction, so you had to know with a little GNR to start the show. It's Bunda back on board for at least a one-day engagement here. So, Brad, you got to sit tight for a second. I got to say hello to my boy, Stevie Bunda. What's going on, Buns?
No, I'm saying, Lloydy, what's going on?
No, I'm senses. What's going on?
Fritchie,
hey, you
I
ready?
I hope you guys like Guns N' Roses because you're going to hear it today.
So, Fritchie, we're going to hear a little bit
bear
today.
With us.
Oh, man. Well, good to have you on board, Stevie. And good to have Mr. Fritch back with us here, live from, surrounded by boxes probably, right? In beautiful Holly Springs, Raleigh area. What's going on?
Well, I had to move a bunch of boxes this morning. You're right. And it's cold here today, Steve. Can you believe it's kind of chilly here.
Would you shut up? You know exactly what's going on here. Come on.
I do.
You have weather apps. You check in. Okay, all right, can you Celsius this thing for me? What is it like where you are?
I was just bugging you. It's about, you know, 7-8 degrees today. Celsius, yeah, I know.
Celsius.
I know. There's I always tell people, there's a reason I live where I do.
Yeah.
I made a choice.
Here's your real-time update, and I don't need to tell people within the listening audience this, but here we go. I just pulled up my Environment Canada weather app. It's a smooth minus 27 Celsius right now. Feels like minus 43 right now here in the nation's capital. So I've been up a long time today. It's 10:10. I've been up since the 4 o'clock hour. And you try to fall back asleep and you kind of do and then you don't. You know what I mean? Because it's so cold, and a lot of people listening can identify with this. I'm sure it happened at your place as well. It's so cold that the nails in the attic start to pop. Okay? They keep the trusses together. Well, the trusses I have left after the tree hit the house. And the actual shingles on the roof. Okay?
Well, I was gonna ask you, the corner of the house, is that all sealed up? Everything's good? No air coming through? No problems there?
There's still some. Yeah. It's sealed up. It's sealed up-ish to the point where I don't think I'm... Well, Enbridge nicely jacked all our rates, so that went on as well. So it's tough to tell how much more it's costing me as compared to a fully functioning roof at this stage. But it's been nail pop city. Just, like, wake you up startled it's so loud. Like, bang, from the attic. It's like, oh, there's another one. So, yeah, that's how cold it is, Fritchie. Now, my oldest daughter went skiing last night, and the good news is, it was like she's in the ski club at school, right? The good news is it didn't start to really dip into, like, crazy town cold until the wee hours this morning, so they got off the hill in time for that. Because, I love to ski, so does she, but that's just not doable. Like, many of the hills in the area, they're not even opening for night skiing tonight. They're not even like, nope, we're out. Just it's that cold. So thank you for picking at that scab right off the top of the show as you sit down south of us here. I appreciate that. I'm sure the listeners do as well. You really know how to endear yourself to an audience. That's good.
I'm just going to ignore that. So am I to understand the canal's not open yet, though? Is that correct?
No.
So it's been that warm that a day like today, you need about, what, 5, 6, 7 days of this to really freeze up?
Well, you don't even need it this cold, obviously, but it's,
right. Listen,
I guess maybe because it's going to be plus one on Sunday. Like, this is, we're getting like this crash for a couple days here, and then it's going to pop back up and be above seasonal. Like, it's been a lot of the winter so far. This has been a crazy mild winter, and maybe we're just getting hammered for it. And JR made this point this morning, and I think he's right. He said, if we've got to... If this is a trade-off, if we can get a little bit more of a mild winter, but we got to take a couple absolutely record-breaking brutal days, I think a lot of people take that. If that was the deal, rather than consistently and a lot of really cold days, just give me two brutal ones and give me the rest where it's kind of been where it's at. So, anyways,
No, it makes sense. We had our cold snap back in, I think it was December. It was like cold that I've never seen here before. So it's not as cold as yours right now. So I'm not comparing, but I get it. We had, there's probably 500 houses in our neighborhood, and I think 20 to 30 of them had the, pipes burst and all that stuff. So that was our little, we had to deal with winter a little bit this year, but no, I feel for you. I remember those days, and you're bringing me back with the ski club talk, man. Those are some good times back in, what's your daughter, seventh grade? Is that right?
This is the grade nine. Yeah.
Grade nine. Okay. So yeah,
she's in ski club. So that's awesome. That started a few weeks ago, and they go out on, it's been consecutive the last 3 weeks. I think there's a few weeks off, and it's like six times they go, and it culminates with a little trip to Tremblant as well. So that'll be fun.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, a little bit later on. All right, off the top of the show, which is now, any moment now, producer Stevie Bund is going to be giving our first guest a call, and that is the captain of the Ottawa Senators, Brady Tkachuk, who's going to join us as the All-Star festivities are underway. They had kind of a media session yesterday. The skills competition goes tonight, and the 3-on-3 games go tomorrow, as they changed it a number of years ago, right, to that mini tournament format with division versus division. And then after that, I'm sure our next guest will be looking forward to easing into a bit of a bye week, because the next Sens game does not come until a week from tomorrow afternoon at Canadian Tire Center against the Edmonton Oilers. So, without further delay, let's go to the Gabriel Pizza Hotline and welcome in the captain of the Ottawa Senators, Brady Tkachuk. Brady, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. How you guys doing?
Well, you're doing better than us. We just spent the last few minutes whining. You know, you've got weather apps, right? Have you checked what it's like back here? In Ottawa, like, this is the coldest it's been in years. It's minus 43 Celsius with the wind chill right now, Brady. So you're in a good place. Good for you.
Yeah, no, it's actually sitting outside on the balcony, staring at the ocean, and had a look at the weather, and I saw. So throw a couple of daggers in there for you guys, and I can't imagine how cold it is there right now.
All right. Okay. Well, let's move in. What's it been like so far? Because you did some media last night, right? And it was a pretty cool setup. They had all the players have their own little podium, right? And you're right on the ocean, and you did some other media, and you got the skills tonight. You got the game tomorrow. So what's it been like so far as you're enjoying your All-Star experience?
It's been awesome. It's been really unique, and of course, the last stretch back in Ottawa was snowing for a week straight. So to be kind of on the beach in the sun, and especially doing it with my brother and having a bunch of family and friends coming down for this weekend, it makes it special for everybody here, because everybody's had an impact on our careers at one point or another. So it's just been a really fun couple days so far, and excited for tonight and tomorrow.
Brady, you've obviously had a really good season so far, making the All-Star game as a member of the Ottawa Senators. How would you assess your play so far this season? And maybe at the end of your answer, maybe just one thing you'd like to do a little bit better in the second half of the season.
I just think I feel like worked the hardest I've ever worked this summer to kind of put myself in a position to help the team try to get to that next level. And I just think that, can always improve too. I feel like there's levels that I can get to, and if I just keep, keep working, and I think it's just gained a lot of confidence throughout this year, and being able to play with some really good players, it's definitely helped a lot. But I think to improve, I think you can always improve your game, and I think there's never a time to be complacent, because for myself, I just want to keep finding different levels to my game and keep trying to help the team win.
Yeah, I know it's all about the team's progress here. And what did it mean to have that push before the break, Brady? Because I think maybe the Winnipeg game was tough. You could feel, I think the fans and media, we could feel like a bit of the frustration, maybe just a little bit. Day off, good week of practice, and then you win four straight heading into the break, and feeling much better about yourselves.
I think we just needed to regroup a little bit after that Winnipeg game. We weren't happy, at all, and it was definitely very frustrating. But I think it definitely is making our break a lot better. But we know that that's the type of hockey we need to play, and that's I feel like get rewarded, especially, you know, beat Montreal twice, Toronto, the Islands. It's I think that's huge for our confidence, just knowing and believing it and in each other. And I just think we're having fun. Like, it's just everybody, it's we're all pulling in the right direction, and it definitely gives us a lot of confidence coming back that once we play our game, that it's tough for the other team to keep up because we're just playing really fast. So I know for me, I'm excited to be in the sun, but you know, excited to get back and get back in the rhythm again.
Brady, it was really fun to watch as a fan at the end of the Montreal game, your game-winning goal, and you're giving it to the fans a little bit. I want to ask you about athlete motivation, and something that I've always thought was true in that, you know, it's a long season. Guys get up for different games, probably more than others. But is there something overall in your game that you kind of have the Michael Jordan, you know, I took it personally, I have extra motivation. Is there anything that you pick out for individual games where you kind of feel maybe disrespected sometimes and just play different than you would against other teams? Is that a thing with NHL hockey players?
I mean, that's tough. I like to pride myself on, you know, every game trying to be at my best and trying to have that motivation to take it to the next level. Of course, you know, playing against Matt, that's always extra motivation. And the rivalry games, you know, Toronto, Montreal, those are games that kind of make the fans so passionate in Ottawa. And just it's a rivalry for everybody. So I think those are games that kind of circle and you want to be at your best because your whole community takes pride in those types of games. And it's almost like a gut shot to everybody if we don't pull it off. So I try to pride myself on every game, but you know, definitely the rivalry games and just want to make the community proud.
What's more satisfying? You beat the Habs at home and there's a lot of Habs fans there, and you know that, enjoy your drive home, everybody that leave early when in that one, or you get the game winning goal. And we've all seen it. You saw it up close and personal, the one fan with telling you and Timmy, you're both number one. Let's put it that way. And at the end of the game, which kind of feels better as a player? Do it in their barn or your barn? And there's a lot of those fans there, and you know that they got a long drive home.
I don't know. I'd probably say in their barn because it's you really can stick it to them and silence the crowd pretty good. So I'd probably say that was, I don't know. I mean, anytime we beat them, it's always the best feeling. But in their barn, to silence them, that's always a good feeling.
So, Brady, last year you played with Josh Norris as your center for the majority of the season. This year you've got Tim Stützle so far the majority of this season. Do you have to adjust your game a little bit, maybe be in different spots or play a little bit different in terms of playing with either Norris or Stützle?
I try to just play that hard game no matter who I play with, make plays and just get open for give and goes all over the ice. So I wouldn't say that's changed, but they're both such unique players and even different from each other. And they're so much fun to play with, the speed, the skill, just the uniqueness that they have, the shiftiness. And it's a lot of fun. Just try to get open, try to just, like I said, give and goes out there with them and create space for one another. So, you know, I've been having a great time playing with Timmy this year. And of course with Josh and I's connections, you know, I've loved playing with him as well.
Now, a few years ago, as we speak to Brady Tkachuk from the All-Star festivities in Florida, a few years ago, you were part of this process, but it's been happening a lot, and that's a testament, you know, to the organization's drafting and development, where we're always talking about a new young guy having a pretty much immediate impact. What can you say about Ridly Gregg's first four games in the NHL?
It's been great. I just feel like he's been, like you said, so impactful and has helped our team so much, you know, since he's been here. And in the locker room, you know, he doesn't say much, but he kind of has that presence of just the presence he has in the locker room. It's great. He doesn't need to say much, but he's just a great teammate. And he's made an immediate impact for us. And you know, we've loved having him help on our team. And no, it's been great. And getting to know him as well. You know, I got to know him pretty good because he lives at the house during training camp, and you know, he's going to come back, so just be able to get to know him more off the ice. And I'm fired up. I think he's an awesome guy, and I'm excited to get to play with him still.
I got to ask you, what do you do to try to get him to come out of his shell a little bit? Because, you know, I've interviewed him a few times. He seems like a pretty quiet guy. And I know that you've had other young guys room with you and you like to maybe pick at them a bit just to get them to open up a bit. Is there anything you're doing with Ridley in that vein?
Just the usual, just nonstop. It's just a full bombardment every time I see him. So just get him going, and then hopefully, I'll pop in that guy's the shell, the quiet shell, and just let them know that they can just be their normal selves, because that's what the guys were so great when I was coming in, that they made me feel so welcomed, and I was just comfortable right from day one. So if I could do that for, you know, Ridley and future guys to come, that's how I want to make an impact.
Brady, I wanted to ask you about Jake Sanderson. It seemed like there was no adjustment period for him coming in and being one of the best Senators defensemen so far this year. Have you seen in your short career so far, have you seen a guy make the adjustment as fast as he has?
I mean, been able to play with some pretty amazing players. I mean, he's up there. He's going to be an unreal defenseman for us and really help our team win. And we're very lucky to have him. And I mean, it's impressive. It was his rookie year, but it's almost like he's been playing in the league for 10 years. Just the composure, how good of a pro he is already. It's honestly, I've had a great time playing with him, and he's made our team so much better since being here.
And maybe I got to ask about the other end of that spectrum. Claude Giroux is coming off being first star of the week here. 35 years old. There's a lot of guys that, you know, played the video game when they were kids on your team when he was on the cover. What can you say about the impact he's had just on the ice and maybe just generally, you know, helping you out as well as the captain of the team and everything that goes along with that?
He's been great. We've gelled, you know, a lot on the ice and off the ice. And like you said, he's been really impactful for me, you know, since he's been here. And we've got really close in our short time together so far. So I'm just, I'm fired up to be able to play with him. I still, you know, think it's awesome. And he's not at all kind of what I expected when he signed here, but he's the best. I love hanging out with him. I feel like we've gelled really well with each other, and he's definitely been very impactful for me.
All right, just a couple more here, just about back to the All-Star game. So skills competition tonight, what are you doing? You going to call your shot on anything? What's your participation like tonight?
Well, I actually already filmed mine, and it was fun. It was unique. It was a splash zone, so it was definitely really unique. And today I think might be a little surprise in there for everybody.
Okay.
Maybe have an impact on a little certain something with Matthew. So everybody will have to just watch and wait and see.
Okay, there's our tease. All right, we'll be watching for that. Enjoy the sun, the nice weather, and just enjoy your time. And I know Sens fans can't wait to get going on the unofficial second half next week. Thanks a lot, Brady.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
All right, there's Brady Tkachuk joining us from the balcony overlooking the ocean. So we went up to you, Fritchie. You begin the show with a not-so-veiled shot at how cold it was here. And then Brady says, well, I'm on the balcony right now, and I'm looking out over the ocean. So there you go. He Fritchied us even worse. That's good.
Well, maybe we'll get back at him for our destinations in the next couple days.
Okay. Oh, that's true, too. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. We're doing just fine. Nobody weep for us. We'll be fine.
Yeah. If you feel like this is being mailed in towards the end of the show, you might be right. Anyways, we're back in a moment on In the Box on TSN 1200. Okay, thanks to Brady Tkachuk joining us off the top of the show. And it's kind of delayed what I thought I was going to get into right off the top, what everybody's been talking about this morning. And Sens fans, when they got the news late last night, like we all did, on a very surprising news release after a Belleville Senators victory last night over Rochester, Troy Mann was informed his services were no longer required and was relieved of his duties as head coach of the Belleville Senators. In the official release, some quotes from Senators General Manager Pierre Dorion and Assistant General Manager and also General Manager of the Belleville Senators, Ryan Bonus. First from Pierre Dorion. While a change at the head coach position during the season is not an ideal scenario, we felt it was necessary to deliver improved team performance. We are confident that David and his staff will make the most of this opportunity. From Ryan Bonus, a change like this is a difficult decision, but we are aligned internally and feel this is necessary for the short and long-term growth of the players in our organization, as well as the cohesion in systematic play between Ottawa and Belleville. I want to thank Troy and his family for their contributions to the Belleville community. And that's it from the quotes from the parties involved in the official release. And then it was acknowledged that assistant David Bell, who is a former Ottawa 67s defenseman from way back in the day, David was on the team when I was first starting out in this business and actually doing 67s games. He is going to take over on an interim basis as a head coach in Belleville for the rest of the season, and we'll see where this goes from here. And if you're wondering if this is abnormal in the AHL, it is. A really good follow for all things American Hockey League is Patrick Williams, who writes for AHL.com and NHL.com, but he focuses on the American Hockey League. And he did some digging, and this is a tweet that he put out last night. Digging through info back to 2010, so a while ago, I can come up with only two in-season AHL coaching changes that were not the result of a coach being promoted to the NHL club. The last one was 2014, and this is the name Sens fans will recognize, Iowa, and that's Minnesota's farm team, Kirk Klein endorsed, who he was the head coach that won the Calder Cup for the then Binghamton Senators back in the day. And prior to that, it was 2010, Adirondack, which is Philadelphia's team, or was then, and still is, or did they move to Lehigh? I'm having trouble keeping up. It was Adirondack, it was Philadelphia at the time, Greg Gilbert, who was briefly the head coach of the Calgary Flames as well back in the day. And that's it. So this is unusual. And when you read the quotes, listen, we're all thinking, what's going on here, right? There has to be a little bit more to this story because it is just so unusual. And we did see the tweet that Claire Hanna put out there with sources telling her maybe what transpired with Troy Mann. That's got to acknowledge that, but I don't want to get into that because I don't know. That's not our reporting, to be honest with you. That's the first I've ever heard of something like that. But if you want to check that out, you can check out Claire's Twitter feed on that front. But there certainly is more to the story. There has to be, because this doesn't really make a heck of a lot of sense right now to let Troy Mann go in season like this. Because it's just doesn't happen very often. So I don't know if we'll get the 100% full story from the club at some point for more reasoning, more rationale than that was very general. Those quotes coming from Dorion and Bonus, but David Bell is now the head coach of the Belleville Senators. Fritchie, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, you had mentioned that you were up since about 4 a.m. I went to bed early last night, very early, and I woke up around 3, not on purpose, and I had a text from a few different people saying something about Troy Mann, and I'm like, well, what can it possibly be about? So I did what anybody does. They went to Twitter, and so I started searching, and yeah, it was just very, very odd, very strange. One of those things that you feel like there's more to the story. So the best thing, and people won't want to hear this, but the best thing is probably just to wait, and more will come out eventually. It always does. And it is very strange. I didn't know about that, you know, the stat about two times since 2010 where they're not promoted to the head club. So that's again, another layer to it that makes it probably fairly complicated and not just a black and white thing. team PR releases are done by professionals, right? So often scrubbed, often there's probably layers in there that we're not going to hear for a long time. So my best instinct is to just wait and see, because it is a little bit strange. And for as much as most of the Senators fan base thought that Troy Mann was a very good coach and a good communicator, and you've had him on several times, and I've interviewed him once or twice with you, and he seemed very open and honest, and by all accounts was a pretty good hockey coach. So I'm just gonna wait, and that's probably in our society, a lot of people don't want to do that, but I think that's probably the best course of action at the moment.
Well, that's the best way, because I'm just I was shocked by this, right? To get this, because when you look at the young players that have come through the program since he's taken over and that have eventually come up and played with the Senators, this is all about developing your prospects. Drafting the right people, that's just part of it, right? It's about, you know, how are you developing these players? And he has promoted many very good players to the Ottawa Senators. And the thing about, I don't want to say it doesn't matter, because listen, a winning environment is always, it's a better environment to be in, right? But winning in the American Hockey League is not like the end all be all like it is in the NHL. It's not. It is more about development of your players and putting them in the right spots and working with them. And it's not just about the games. It's about what you do in practice, all of it, right? But winning, certainly, I'm not dismissing it outright, but it certainly is a part of it. And listen, with the Ottawa Senators the last number of years, I don't need to tell the fans listening right now, there's been a lot of losses. And along the way, what have we heard a lot about, right? They've had a lot of injuries along the way, right? It's not, okay, it's not excuses, it's reality. Okay, fine. But to suggest that not winning enough in the American League concurrently, and you're not going to kind of give Troy Mann the benefit of that doubt as well, I mean, with the injuries up top and the injuries he's had, I mean, Fritchie, he's used 5 goalies already this season. In the past 2 seasons, he used 7 and 8 goalies alone in one season through injuries up top, injuries down there, call-ups, and what have you. Not to mention all the other myriad of injuries that you've had. And listen, they haven't done well. They've been more successful actually than the big club over the last number of years, but that bar has been pretty low when you want to talk about just winning. So it's curious. It is curious, and obviously there has to be more. There has to be more. And to your point, we'll wait and see if there is more factual information that does come out here. But that took everybody aback, right? That follows this team and didn't see that one coming. At 20-11 last night, we get a news release that Troy Mann's been let go as a head coach in Belleville. Okay, we'll take our top hour break 3 minutes late, because that's what we do. We're back in a moment on In the Box on TSN 1200.